Hey everybody, welcome to the first episode of Deep Cut Books. I am changing stuff up from writer stuff. Had something very interesting happen over the last couple weeks. Well, first off, had a storm over the summer, which turned into some remodeling, had some damage to the house, which caused us to gut our living room, which included my library, having to go move out to storage with everything else I own. Because of, you know, wind and water damage. During that time, the people fixing the house moved all my books out, moved my bookshelf, moved out with everything else. That was a couple months ago, right? So just a couple weeks ago, we get to start moving back in. So when we're moving back in, I get to reorganize and dig through my old books and put my shelf back together. And while I'm doing that, I've got my 7-year-old and I've got my 12-year-old, and I'm grabbing my old box of books and I'm taking my favorites out and kind of walking down memory lane, pulling out my old Star Wars books, my old Stackpole books, pulling out those classics that really made me a writer, right? But every time every book I bring out, 7-year-old's like, oh, what's that about? 12-year-old's like, what's that about? What's this about? And I get to remember all those old characters and those old stories that really got me as a kid and just turned me into the reader who can't fall asleep now unless I'm reading, you know, 10 or 12 pages of something a night. So that just got me thinking, you know, how do you get my kids to read? My kids have not had that experience yet where they've just jumped on a book and just fallen into it and just got that it, you know, that appetite for reading. So as I'm doing this, I'm like looking at all these old books, and these old books are like way backlist now. I'm talking like 80s, 90s, some of them earlier than that. And I'm like, this is awesome. I'm having so much fun talking about these old books. So it just got me thinking, and like there's just such a vast reservoir of those old stories. Some of them not even classics, some of them probably not even bestsellers, but all of them, just they're the books that made us who we are today. Whether it's reader, whether it's writer, editor, whatever you do, you're a book fan. It's because you've got those books deep in your past, those ones that first one that nailed you and just made you that person that has to read, right? So as I'm doing this and I'm having these discussions with my kids, I'm just like, this is so much fun to do. I enjoy writer stuff. I have made great friends, had great conversations. They're all available and they're not going away. As I transition to deep cuts, I'm keeping the old library of writer stuff because the way I see, you know, much like my writing, every book that I write is an evolutionary process. You can see, you know, my writing style in Shattered Circle has evolved, hopefully, has evolved to what you see in Overmatch and what you're going to see in the Taylor Rhymes books that are coming out, practicing with all the different genres. Much like my writing, I want you guys to be able to see that as you look at my bibliography over time. I also want you to see that with a podcast. The podcast started out as That's Criminal, where I talked to a lot of true crime and some thrillers. When I was doing that, I loved it. You know, true crime's fun. It's kind of in the background. It's in my wheelhouse. But I'm stuck, right? You're kind of pigeonholed into a genre. Writer stuff, open that up. I can talk to anybody I want. We've had fantasy writers, science fiction writers, horror writers, anybody, just so I could talk and learn the process and learn how these people think and what makes a writer and how are we all similar? How are we all different? Deep Cut is going to be the next evolution. The deep cut is just, I had such a good time having that conversation with my kids that I wanted to bring that to a wider stage. So what I'm going to do from now on, I'm still going to interview these great writers. I'm still going to have these great conversations. Me and Circle are going to be chatting with people over and over again. But also, we're going to figure out what are those books that made that person the writer. What was that one book that just nailed you and made you want to read every night now? So that's the shift we're going to. We're going to start looking at those old books, 80s books, 90s books, thrillers, science fiction, horror, all the books that I read. And as you're going to see, I have a wide swath of genres that I have read over time. And all those books influenced me into what I'm a fan of, what I like to read, and what I like to write. An example of which is I had this question come up when I pulled this book out of my box of books. And I have to be delicate because this little guy has seen some times. Dean Koontz Watchers. It's, like I said, it is delicate. There's a whole lot of stuff that wants to fall out of this book. But I wanted to see, while I'm sitting here, when did this come out? The printing I have is 1987. I was 10 years old. And Watchers is not my first book that ever really struck me. But it was a great example of how do you know when you love a book. When I'm having that conversation with the boys, it was be very careful when you're touching this book. But B, it was, this is how you know when you love a book. I have moved 10 times in my career from, college, moving through college, moving off to start my first job, moving with my agencies, going to new field offices, going on TDYs, going on long-term assignments. Every time, this book made it. This book made the trip every single time I've been moved in my career, and it's at least 10 times. And given that lifestyle, moving every couple of years, there's a lot of my books that ended up in libraries because those things get heavy after a while, right? But this is, how do you know when you love a book? You know you love a book when you're going to buy it all over again, just so I can read it again, but I can also share it with my 12-year-old, share it with mine. This is a little too dark for a 7-year-old. But I think I read this when I was 10 or 12. My first book, the first one that really got me was Jaws, right? I read my first scary book. I was like 10. Read Jaws, and it's like, oh, this is an adult book. It's a scary book. I get through the book. Bam, I need my next book. Jumped on my little BMX, ran down to the pharmacy because Waterloo was too small for a bookstore. We had 5,000 people and 2 traffic lights. There were no bookstores where I grew up. So I run to the pharmacy, and this guy is sitting on the shelf. Dean Koontz, Watchers. Cover is pretty cool. Looks scary. If you get to the back, out of the laboratory come 2 altered life forms. Sweet, a magnificent dog of astonishing intelligence, and a hybrid monster with a brutally violent nature. 12-year-old, how do you get past that without buying it? So yes, take Watchers home. Pretty sure I read it in 2 days. And ever since then, I think I raced back and went straight to Dean Koontz for my next 3 or 4 books, from like Darkfall to Phantoms to his old list. From there, it moved on to, I remember the Elfstones of Shannara, if I'm even saying that right, I don't know. Matt Braun got into Westerns, more horror with guys like, Koontz and, I'm dropping. I got a guy's name. I'm even forgetting it. But from there, sci-fi, of course, Star Wars books, Raymond Feist's books, Michael Stackpole's Dark Glory War, stuff like that. And then so many thrillers that I can't even begin to go through, from Clancy to rap to, getting into crime with Elmore Leonard and all those great books from the 80s and 90s that are just hard to come by now, right? There's such a glut of books every week. Amazon, somebody's posting, thousands of books on Amazon and all these various genres. It's very easy for the books from the 80s and 90s to disappear, right? Unless you're cruising through used bookstores and finding those greats and revisiting them again. So what I want to do from now on is I'm going to find those greats. I'm going to find those deep cuts, and we're going to talk about those. So in the future, what you can expect is great interviews with great writers. But during that interview, we're going to figure out, what are those books that made them? How far back do they go? And then on top of that, we're going to walk through all those books that made me the reader I am. Just all those books that just caught me as a kid and had me staying up till like 2 o'clock in the morning on a school night, just so I could get another chapter in. And I'm sure a whole bunch of you can relate to that. So I just wanted to take a minute, and I wanted to introduce where I'm going, what the podcast is doing in the future. We are now Deep Cut Books. Writer stuff is fantastic. That backlist of interviews, we got some great, great authors that we've talked to over time. They're still going to be there. Again, it's an evolutionary process. Every time I make a change, you get to see, are we improving style? Are we improving substance? Hopefully yes to both of those, but you get to see where I was in the first interview I did where we are now and where we're all those books that we were all fans of and all those things that we can relive as we all get to talk about them together. So stay tuned. We're going to try and keep the same schedule, try and come up with great people. And I hope you like, subscribe, follow, and I hope you join us for every one of these. So in the future, I can't wait to talk to you again. And thank you.